now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
Dead niggas, no.
What up?
Dead niggas, out of here.
Oh, dead niggas. No. Brother love. What up, y'all?
Love is out of here.
What up, King Dog? What up, dog? Hoodie. Dead. He's out of here, ain't he, bro?
Dead niggas go.
Hey, this shit is wild.
Now, let's get this shit going right now. Yeah. Let's go.
Listen, what up with y'all? What up with everybody rocking with us? We early, but we let's go. Let's get it started, man. Let's get it cracking, man. Listen, it's going down, man.
I seen the rundown. Nah, bro, we got to start.
I added. I put that on there, bro. Like, yeah. This is late breaking.
We got to start here.
And this shit ain't funny, but it's crazy though. Like, what up, man? What?
This shit like a movie. Mac, what up,
bro? What up, Mac?
Like a movie.
What up, though? What up with everybody on the live Red Fashion World? What up with everybody rocking with us on the live, man? Dope Dope Podcast. Man, we're gonna get right into it, man. Listen, we back.
The Notorious 2 is gonna be crazy.
We back. Is that the Notorious 2? We back, baby. We're gonna get it cracking. Hey.
He's definitely going down, though. That nigga. Hey. Actually, he ain't going down. That nigga done flew somewhere. They said it ain't no extradition law.
Hey, brother love done fled, yo. On the private.
And left his kids.
The kids is in cuffs, dog. Look, Christian, him, look, Justin, they are in handcuffs, my guy. Like,
that's wild, I just seen
a nigga call it. They said the freak getting arrested in 2024 on the Freako case. It's wild. They call it the Freako.
On Twitter, the Diddler is trending.
The what?
The Diddler.
The Diddler.
Nigga like the Riddler.
The Riddler. The Diddler.
They calling this nigga the Diddler, bro.
This not the crazy. Diddler, dog. This is crazy, dog. Like, damn.
Man.
Not the Diddler.
I never thought Diddy would have went down like this, dog.
Who'd have thunk it? But let's get right into it, man. Listen, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. As usual, man, we got my main man, Big Homie Hoodie, in his thing. Yeah, salute. And I'm your man, Ackman, back, man. Yeah.
Yo, I've been on vacation.
I've been out for the past couple of weeks. Hoodie been holding it down, man. He had a good time. We're gonna talk about all this shit. He had a wild time last week too on the pod.
Nah, this. we
had some revelations.
Yeah, that nigga Verb might need to be on the jet with Diddy. I think.
I'm doing my nigga Virgil like that. Hey, look, this is episode 20. This is season 3, episode 20 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man. We rocking. But, yeah, he left the kids and everything.
That nigga said, hey, y'all hold him back while I get up out of here.
Yeah, y'all hold him back. Keep him at bay while I flee.
Man, that shit is crazy, bro.
Because for all the people, viewers, look, if you haven't heard it, you haven't been on social media in the last hour or so, Diddy's homes were raided by the feds. LA, Miami, and they said allegedly New York too, right?
Yeah, New York, LA, and Miami.
Raided, bro. Sex trafficking, sex trafficking is horrible. Right? All these accusations is horrible. So anybody that may have truly been hurt by these alleged crimes, that's wrong, but ain't no buts. This shit is wild to happen in 2024. That shit is like a movie. I just been going downhill. Yeah.
Diddler
wilding,
bro.
The Diddler wild. Not one nigga has came out to support the Diddler. Nobody said he's innocent. I heard not one soul. They ain't showing Diddy no love, man. He they said it's over.
Man, if that nigga really fled, bro, it might be over. If he really fled the country, it might be over, bro.
Nah, it might be over, dog. He fled, bro. If that's true, that's crazy.
It is, dog. It really is.
Like, this has got to been a long building case, dog. And I wonder if it started with the Cassie shit or they've been, I don't know, bro. What you think?
I don't know. I think it might be a mix of everything, bro. The Cassie shit, the fucking, damn, what's that nigga name? Damn, what's the nigga name?
The
nigga
who the
kill Biggie?
The Pac shit.
I mean Pac. Yeah. Damn, what's the nigga name, bro?
Was it Keefy D?
Keefy D. Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah bro. Like,
I think it's part of all everything. Dog. I think they hitting that nigga with everything.
They trend up. Yeah, they caught it the Freako, yo.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Let me share a few things out here real quick.
That nigga Maxi said R. Kelly telling.
Hey, R. Kelly in jail snitching.
Said, somebody say, hey. Diddy go. They either gonna kill Diddy or Diddy gonna threaten to tell everybody secrets, and they gonna let that nigga loose,
bro. They still not gonna let him lose. Now they. It's over now.
Then niggas on Twitter talking about Jay-Z, you're next.
Yeah, they just hope. Why they want everybody got to try to throw Hove in it though?
I don't know, bro. Shit's crazy though. The diddler.
The diddler is wild. Let me tell you, I hadn't seen that one, but the diddler is wild, yeah. Bro. The Diddy diddler, take it. Hey.
The diddler was trending like a motherfucker.
The diddler for the Freako. My God, dog. And this is only the beginning. I mean, is this nigga going, I don't know what's going to happen next, Hoodie. I mean, I don't know if this nigga going to be just over on the run or what.
That nigga. Fucking billionaire, bro. I wouldn't come back.
He pulling your boy ain't had no charges, no new charges like this. What's his name? Russell Simmons. He ain't came back. He'll sneak in there if you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I am not a coach. Tell me I got my good Louisville Cardinals. They need a coach. They need a this coach,
nigga,
Britt.
This nigga came to the $5 audition for a fucking coaching job.
They need somebody. Crazy. Hey, they need somebody, bro. I might as well sign up. I can't do no worse. I mean, niggas only won 8 games.
Man, that nigga came to audition. That's wild.
I had an interview today at the Yum Center. Yeah, at the Yum Center. I threw my hat in the ring.
Coach Acklin is crazy.
I mean, shit, anything can happen. If we niggas getting indicted for the Freako in 2024, I can go coach the cars.
That's wild, dog. I can't believe that.
Nah, I can't. Neither late breaking, man. Diddy on the Freako case, but hey, they really did. They was pulling niggas out, handcuffing them, dragging them out. They had the guns and everything.
Yeah, man, it's wild, bro. Man, anybody that was harmed by the dealer, dog. Much prayers and positive energy to y'all.
Yeah, we send all that healing energy and love to y'all. If y'all was hurt by the dealer, because this is crazy. This is fucking crazy. That's insane, though. They say gonna be doing yoga with Usher and Russ.
Man, probably.
If I see one video of this nigga over there with Russell Simmons posted while they are trying to find him,
you
niggas
know what happened.
We know what's up, then.
That nigga guilty.
That nigga guilty for sure, bro. But more to come, I guess, dog.
Yeah, I'm tuned in, bro.
I'm
ready
in
for that nigga to make all the Tubi movies about shit that happened the next day to make it. Like he got the Megan movie, the Why the Fuck Did I Get Married movie, all that shit. I'm waiting for that nigga to do the Diddy movie.
The Diddy movie. It's coming. It's gonna be nasty. It's gonna be some nasty work on that Tubi Diddy movie, dog.
Man.
For real, bro. Like, I don't know, dog. I don't know. This is gonna be out by the end of the week.
Man, the way that nigga doing shit probably will.
Hey, that's true, dog. What else, man? That's a lot going on, man, bro. Like, listen, what's the next biggest thing outside of this Diddy and the deal and the Freako? Huh?
Nigga said pouring out Ciroc tonight.
And pouring out Ciroc for the diddler, man. Might be it. Ain't no more take at. That's the problem now.
Yeah, I know. He took that to me. Yeah. That's why
that's the problem now, bro. He's just too much take at.
Man.
What else? That almost it's taking over the Future and Drake and K-Dot. Drake versus everybody. Man. What's up with that shit?
It definitely did, bro. That K-Dot versus hard though.
That K-Dot shit was super hard. Now, like, I didn't know when the verse first dropped. I didn't realize at first that like now the Future was beefing too. I had to go back.
Yeah, bro. When you deep dive in that shit. You see them niggas been beefing for a minute now.
Yeah. Like, and then they said this is stemmed over a bra, dog. You think is that true? It's got to be a lot of shit motion over a bra, dog.
Niggas all fuck the same girl.
And then they said, "What would Pluto do?" Was it this? They had to go back, and you'd be like, "Damn!"
Oh, niggas thought it was a tribute.
They thought he was showing love. Bitch. Yeah, he fucked up. Oh, so I did it. Hey, yeah. But what you think about that, dog? Like, I thought it was hard. These niggas got to respond. I seemingly Drake responded at a show last night. We can catch the clip on the Dope Dope page on IG. He said he ain't no nigga fucking with him. The niggas is like, he got to get in the booth. He got to respond. But I feel him. I feel somebody. Then somebody else post like, yeah, but this nigga's on tour. But still, dog, he got to fight back. Dog.
Nah, he got to, bro. Because at this point, Kendrick keep on fucking with Drake, dog.
He keep on saying shit. Like, he keep picking on that man, dog. Yeah. Like, hearing verses and just saying different shit. He keep picking on him.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I don't feel like he got to go all the way push the T yet, but he definitely got to, he definitely got to make it known that he's talking to Kendrick.
I mean, this is hip hop. I like his energy that Kendrick and Future's coming with, because it's supposed to make niggas rap and compete. So he got to come back with something.
Fact.
And so do Cole. It's a bunch of niggas in this. I definitely want to hear Cole. So, because Cole been killing shit, features, everything for the last couple years. Now he can't not come back and drop some shit on this.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
Yeah. But what is it though, bro? Like, I seen too with this, like, okay, so then Drake and Future's been beefing. They said allegedly several people unfollowed Drake. So, like, damn, is this fuck Drake season? Or, I mean, is everybody against Drake? Drake against the world? What's the problem, bro?
Man, I don't know. I seen it say Rosé unfollowed him and everything.
Yeah, somebody else. What's the problem? Man. So, like, one person follow Future run the world? They fuck with Future more?
Niggas know they need Future for that street connection.
Is that what it is?
That's what I think it is.
Yeah, so the Future's heavy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nigga, he got everybody on the fuck Drake vibes.
Niggas know, I don't mean no harm, bro, but you still kind of need, as much as they try to act like different places to take over shit,
mm-hmm.
You still kind of, niggas be needing that down south Atlanta shit to be popping out for real a lot of the time. I still feel like it.
You still feel like they need
it.
Like
the route is through Atlanta at the end of the day.
Regardless, no matter, that ain't changed for a long time now, right?
I used to be, you got to go through New York. I feel like now you got to go through Atlanta.
Yeah, you go through Atlanta. You got to get that love down. You can't be out on a nigga like Future. Like
hell,
I don't know. I feel like it's different, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't be for Future in Atlanta. It's much love as he got.
Yeah.
He was beefing with somebody like Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan or Jock or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
They might let you get your shit off on them.
But definitely not Future. Yeah, that's crazy. More to come on that. I need a verse or a song. I need at least a verse by the end of the week, bro. Like, for real.
Drake.
It's one of them niggas, especially Cole.
Yeah.
Well, Cole on tour too, but Cole, the way Cole been ripping up
Cole
shit,
was
he got
gone now. I thought it was Drake and Wayne now.
Okay, is it? See, I ain't know. It's just Drake and Wayne.
Drake and Wayne on tour now.
Oh, well, Cole definitely ain't got no excuse, dog. He gotta come back, bro. He gotta do some shit. Did you listen, other than that song, did you listen to the Future project? What you think about that shit?
Shit, I liked it. I fuck with Future.
Yeah, I fucked with that project too. They said it's projected to do about 200K.
Yeah, yeah. I fuck with it. I'm probably about 100 of them. I fuck with Future album.
Yeah, that shit dope. It might. Yeah, that's the dopest recent release in the last week or two.
Yeah, I like my standouts. I like that. We don't trust you.
Really,
first six, bro, I fuck with tough.
They going in real tough.
They got one. They got a. They got that. What's it? That quiet. Damn, is it called Quiet Storm? that Mobb Deep shit. He said,
"Oh
that
on yeah, one of them. Yeah,
yeah." I fuck with the Future album.
Yeah, Future is hard, bro. What else? What else? What else? What else was on that bitch? Who else be? Oh, in the beef though, bro. Like, what up, the Big Sean? Because Big Sean tried to address the Big Three shit too, and then this nigga get overshadowed again, bro. Like, what this? Hey, this nigga.
Them niggas said, "Who the fuck cares what Big Sean got to do?" That's basically what the world said to Big Sean, dog.
They did. Why does this always happen to Big Sean? Because it happened on the when he dropped the Control shit with Kendrick. Nobody was talking about Big Sean, not, bro. They was just talking about Kendrick.
Not right now, not Big Sean.
Right now, Big Sean, you chill. You fall back and light an incense with Janae Aiko. Aiko.
Not right now, Big Sean. The real rappers are right. That's crazy.
What I'm calling in the clutch, man. Hey, that is crazy, dog, because Big Sean can rap, bro, but they be like, they try to like, he's like the little brother. Like, sit down, yeah, nigga.
It happens every time, bro.
Look, sit down, nigga. The big niggas is talking now. You need to chill.
That nigga Big Sean, bitch, I guess I wasn't just rapping.
Yeah, but I didn't just drop a song.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, my nigga? Big, you did it to me again.
Big Four, nigga.
The Big Four Bridge, like the Big Four Bridge. It look.
Wait, hey, you said Big Three, Big Four, nigga, man.
Hey, that nigga, don't nobody pin it. Look, that nigga on the song time, shoop, shoop, shoop. Nobody was trying to hear that shit.
Or your so called Big Three. Nah, Big Sean. The Big Three are in battle right now. Big
Sean. Yeah, the niggas is in battle, Big Sean. You got chilled out. Nobody trying to hear. Shoop, shoop, shoop. We got real shots going on right now, Big Sean.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Ain't nobody trying to hear right now.
Ain't nobody trying to hear.
I like Big Sean.
The problem, bro, because that song is all right, and I like Big Sean too. But it's the same fucking thing that happens time and time again. Now he get overshadowed,
bro. I feel like Kendrick don't give a fuck about none of these niggas. Last time Kendrick called that man a bitch 42 times in his hook. Hold up, bitch. Sit down. Hold up, little bitch.
Little bitch, and just kept repeating it,
dog. Yeah, dog. What I'm talking about, for those who didn't know, in the comments, if y'all not rap historians, Humble was a Big Sean diss, just to let everybody know.
Yeah. Shout out, Val. Hey, yeah. You got to let them know.
Maybe Big Sean needs to be humble and sit down for a second.
I mean, apparently he didn't learn his lesson because he came out again.
In Big Sean's defense, he didn't fucking know this time. Who the fuck knew Kendrick Lamar was going to have that crazy ass verse on a fucking Future album? Hey, Kendrick, Big Sean was probably like, all right, release dates. All right, boom. All right, Nicki on tour. All right, boom. Oh, Sir about to drop some R&B shit. I ain't worried about that. Oh, Future. Oh, Future going to have a trap shit locked up. But, you know, he ain't really rapping about nothing.
Ain't no features. Oh, yeah. I don't see nothing.
Today's the perfect day for me to drop this motherfucker. He put his little shit out.
Crickets. Nobody wants
fuck your Big Three, nigga. It's just Big Me. Oh my god,
nigga. Boom.
Talking about the Big Three on my song.
Nobody give a fuck. Nobody give him no credit, bro. He referenced some of the same shit. They didn't give a fuck, though.
If I was Kendrick, if I was Big Sean, I'd fire every motherfucking body on my team, dog.
Yeah, like nobody knew. Nobody could. Nobody told me. Nobody
you
called.
Bitch ass niggas. You bitch ass niggas didn't know this nigga Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, nobody caught a leak. Nobody had their ear to the streets that this was happening.
For real, bro. I'm calling the fucking meeting. Like
right now.
Janae, like the goddamn incense.
Yeah. Yeah, like the incense right now. I know you in LA. Come on, you should have really known.
Everybody in here fucking right now, bro. Right you now, motherfuckers mean to tell me. You niggas didn't know that Kendrick Lamar was gonna do this on his fucking Future album. Future, nigga, Future. He supposed to be rapping about Russell Wilson.
Again.
Hey, bro.
He supposed to be talking about footballs and shit, bro.
PR needs to be let the fuck. I don't think it's PR. I think it's the team.
It's the
somebody
squad.
Somebody should have known that verse was coming.
Somebody should have fucking known and gave a tip. Like, nah, dog.
Yeah.
This can't keep fucking happening. What's gonna happen next? He gonna drop the album and Kendrick gonna come with an EP?
Probably. Somebody should have known that. I really feel like somebody should have known that verse was coming.
Like, that shit, yeah, like, take my shit down. At 12:01, the internet's going crazy. They talking about K-Dot. Ain't nobody, Big Sean ain't even mentioned. When you go look see why Big Sean was trending is because it said they don't give a fuck about Big Sean. Take my shit down.
They casually removed my shit.
Now, yeah, take my shit down.
Wait, y'all, I didn't mean to post that yet.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, push, you know what I'm saying? Nah.
I would have made some shit up. Oh, it was something in the video was fucked up. I got to repost it.
Yeah.
Let a week go by. Let Diddy go on the run and let niggas stop talking about it. Boom. Drop my shit.
The perfect setup, bro. The Diddy shit happened. He could have dropped his shit this week.
Oh, my nigga Saucy Verge. What up, Verge?
What up, Verge? Not Saucy Verge is wild. Verge, what's good with you, pimp?
Look at nigga, he gonna try to join the line now. Like, hold on, let me clear this Saucy Verge.
That man called you the methodical Santana.
Oh, that's wild. Nah, that's flagrant, bro. That's flagrant. Methodical Santana is flagrant,
bro. Nah, my bad. If it's Methodical Santana is wild. Yeah, though. My bad.
That's wild, bro.
I apologize, Virgil. Listen, it's all love. but not Diddy brother love, though.
Verge finna get on this motherfucker and cut your ass out, bro. How you
going,
man?
Damn, come on, bro. Come on, Verge. My bad, bro.
You made Verge leave, bro.
Nah, come on, dog.
Damn.
Hey, I'm sorry. I've been out.
Acklin on here. Let me ask Acklin, bro.
Let's go.
Are you as conflicted as like this?
Megan the Stallion.
Ask the question, eh?
Megan the Stallion.
Oh my god, dog.
I'm going with that. What do you mean? What are we even talking about, bro? What do we mean here? I don't understand.
Oh my god, dog. This is crazy. Hey,
hey man, been out for a while. It's crazy.
Methodical Santana.
I'm sorry.
That's insane.
Hey
man, if I didn't think niggas might be pissed off, this episode might need to be named
We are not naming the episode the Methodical Santana episode.
Oh my god, I'm crying, dog. Oh shit, hold on, bro.
Ooh, shout out to Maury on the live, man. Shout out to everybody rocking with us on the live. While Hoodie gets himself together, this is the Dope Podcast Season 3, episode 20 of Season 3, man. We are interacting with people on IG Live, man, cutting up, acting a fool.
Man, you might have to fight, bro.
That's my guy, dog. Virgil's not sensitive. He's gonna laugh about this.
I tell
this
you
shit.
What, this is one of our other co-hosts on this motherfucker from back in the day. You would have had to square up, nigga.
Hey, I would have square up with that nigga now. That nigga might. Hey.
Oh man.
I would have. Yeah, that nigga been mad though.
Goodness gracious.
He would be right here, looking at us with a blank stare.
Oh my god, dog.
Bro, that's wild, dog.
Nah, I can't. I ain't gonna never not be able to count this nigga. All right, bro. Next, hold on. We got to move, bro.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah. Listen. Hey, okay, back. Let's keep it. Y'all gotta let Virgil come on and redeem himself. I know he was just on. Morey, he was just on and he left.
He was on. He need to come to actually call him without consent.
He need to get back on, bro, and talk some shit.
Oh man.
Hey, but moving on, man. Listen, that's the family. And speaking of family, or to the state, or we thought it was family with the state. We thought it was all love, but Bryson Tiller announces his tour dates and no Kentucky dates again. And his response is that he's the hometown villain now. Hoodie, what happened, bro?
Oh, no, bro. All right, bro. All right, hold on.
Nah, you good?
Yeah, bro. Man, methodical sense, that is crazy. I'm sorry, bro. I can't get off of that. That is crazy. That might have been the best joke to ever come off this podcast, bro. Woo! Shit.
Woo. All right, bro. Regroup. Reset. All right. Let's go.
Oh, man. All right.
Bryson Tiller, bro. He said, fuck Kentucky. He don't give a fuck.
Man.
What y'all think about that, bro? We talked about this the last time he had a tour, bro. He didn't show no love to Kentucky. And again, he said, and then he tried to say,
Bryson Tiller said that y'all love that white boy too much for him.
Y'all think that's what it is, bro? He said, until y'all get a Static Major hometown hero, he ain't fucking with us. He the hometown villain.
Yeah.
But they, for the record, which everybody responded, is like, yo, Static Major do got a hometown hero banner that's gonna get popped up. So what y'all think it really is, bro? Is it cause Jack Harlow? I thought him and Jack Harlow was cool.
Jealousy, bro.
You think so? I don't know what it is. It might be.
I think it's jealousy. That's what I personally think it is.
Now, I mean, it's not our fault that, I mean, Harlow's the bigger artist.
I'm about to say it.
Say the shit.
I'm about to say it, bro. And I fuck with Bryson Tiller.
I do too, bro. For sure.
His brother tough. Like, his brother is a partner of mine. Like, we be on the game and shit, bro. I fuck with his brother. Shout out my nigga Damon, bro. I fuck with his brother. Bro. Bryson Tiller cannot get mad that he been putting out me and disappearing.
He lost
people.
He lost his he lost steam, right? Like,
yeah, he did.
He lost steam, I believe, with the second project. He picked up some steam back again with some features, which was cold. He had dope features, but then he disappeared for a while.
Very, very inconsistent.
Yeah. You right, Britt. Definitely not consistent. And I mean, he coming back, it's the couple singles, he's got Tiller Tuesday. He's been dropping some good shit. But I mean, I don't know if it's the right move to come back and be mad at the city.
Nah.
Or the state. Hey, the state I should
be mad at Jack Harlow either.
No.
Hey, Kentucky love Jack Harlow right now, bro.
They love Jack Harlow, and Jack Harlow is the bigger artist right now. So I mean, ain't no hate, bro. Like, it's your, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be like your little brother, man. Y'all supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, tag teaming this shit. And so, but people's outraged. They writing letters to Tiller on social media and, you know, saying how much they love him. He don't give a fuck. Shine, my sister, note, Big Shine, what up?
On a side note, I do got some tickets to see Bryson Tiller in Nashville. So I'll be there.
You be there? Yeah. That's good for you, Hoodie. If you trying to wait for the Kentucky date, it's never happening.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Cuz, I see you talking about, it wasn't my cousin. I thought some of my people said some shit. Well, Red Fashion World, they said Bryson isn't wrong. Jack had no business getting a banner before Static. Like,
okay.
That ain't, what happened?
All right.
Let it go.
We're gonna be realists here.
Let's go. We that's what we're here for.
Static Major is on my Mount Rushmore of Kentucky. That's Static Major, KY Engineering, Bryson Tiller, actually, and Nappy. That is my Mount Rushmore for Kentucky. With all that said, I hate to say this, but out of everybody I just named, Jack Harlow is the biggest thing to ever come out of Kentucky.
Hey, I can't be mad at that.
Static's my GOAT for Kentucky. As far as Kentucky, everything, Static's my GOAT. But Jack Harlow is the biggest thing to probably come out of Kentucky, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. And that's not saying, like, people get things confused all the time. Like, that's not saying that he's the best or the dopest. And you don't get the banners based on who deserve them. Like, it's a whole process. It's a whole thing. People pay for them. Is that my TV? My bad, bro. My bad, bro. Hold on. Talk to him real quick, Hoodie.
Yeah, so I ain't mad at it, because, I mean, shit. We going to act like Jack ain't got them accolades? Because he do. He definitely has them accolades, bro. And, I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong, Static to me is the Kentucky GOAT, dog, but...
Hey, it is what it is, bro.
Jack might get it might be a shorter run, but Jack might have Static on the accolades, bro. I don't know.
Hey, man, it is what it is, bro. Like, look, Maury just said the same what I said before I was interrupted. But, yeah, hey, man, it's a whole process, man. So
I swear I thought you read that verbatim when he said it, but I ain't even gonna lie.
I did not.
Still a Maury shit. That's
what I was saying. Nah, shout out to Maury, man. You know he always, they say he gives back. He did a whole lot, Block Tour and Black People. Somebody said he wasn't performing at home in hometown for a long time ago. So I don't know if he said that or not. So maybe it is, but I don't think that should be the case. Bryson's dope. Bryson's a dope ass artist, bro. Like, you know, I just wish the home team would get to see him here.
Whoever Shine's sister is, that's really what I didn't want to say, bro.
What's that?
That really touches on what I really didn't want to say.
What's that?
I feel like Static passed away before he really, really, really got accolades. You know what I'm saying?
And to blow up and get credit for all the work he did and really take off. Yeah, unfortunately, he did a lot. But you guys know how that is. Like, you put in a ton of work that oftentimes don't get recognized, and you did some legendary shit. And then sometimes when it's your time to, like, really take off, some bullshit happens.
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, shout out to all this Kentucky talent, man, we got, though.
Nah, for real. For real.
Shout out to that, man. Like, yeah. We got to show some love to that shit. Shout out to real.
It's a nigga from Paducah, Kentucky. He stay in Nashville now, but that nigga just got a RIAA certified plaque from Spotify for 125,000 screens on his album, bro. That shit was dope. This is a nigga that.
Shout out to that nigga. I seen them big plaques. Yeah, shout out to big homie nigga, Hoodie, man.
Yeah, he's a nice rapper. If you look for Hoodie.nasty, if you want to listen to him.
Yeah, that's for sure. Make sure you go check it out and run it up continuously to run it up. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Give me another 125,000.
That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of that, let me skip around too, man. Listen, the dope album reviews came back this week or this past week, man. Like, speaking of dope artists, yeah.
Trying to act surprised, like, bro.
Yeah, well, that's just crazy. Hey, man. They back. You can find them at buddies at dopedo.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Dope Dough or Nope Dough, man. King Dough, man. Cake or Die Forever, man. The first one with the new rating system since we've been back, man. He got official dope though. You know what that means?
You got the first dope though A for the new rating system.
For the new rating system, Shit is crazy, bro. Got a 91.4 or something like that, man.
Damn, dope.
Yeah, dope kicking ass at Cake or Die Forever. That's a banger.
I didn't know that, bro.
I
knew that though.
You didn't know that, but you knew that.
Make it look interesting though.
You gotta make it sound good for the people, dog. We on the live right now, dog. You know what I'm saying?
If I look intrigued, then they'll get intrigued too.
Yeah, that's what it is. So look, make sure y'all go to buddiesatdopedo.com.
Where can they see the ratings?
Man, listen, if I want to you go to buddiesatdopedo.com, you can read the article.
Damn, y'all got the whole article with the rating?
With the rating, we got a write-up about the shit.
Oh, shit, I got to go check that out, bro.
Go check it out, bro.
Buddiesatdopedo.com, right?
DopeDope.com, man. Listen, to get all kind of shit on there. You know what I'm saying? News articles, album reviews. You know what I'm saying? The latest album review, by, like we said, is by Thug. Thug Alina Jolie. Y'all know her.
I'm gonna let y'all know. When Ackman posts this clip on Instagram, it's gonna say hashtag ad on that motherfucker.
Hashtag ad. Hey, for the, and then look, all right, before we continue on, I'm throwing some shit out here still. Before we continue on, listen, with the latest drop of the album review by Thug, we thought it was very interesting that there's a lot of you niggas that's in there, is they, y'all loving the Thug. Y'all said, who's the redheaded girl? Y'all said, and then y'all own, and T ain't on here, y'all on there. Y'all said, who's the girl clubbing in the car? Y'all back shots at it. Yeah, they shooting shots at the girl, at the dope dough ladies.
Oh, okay. Any of the girls' messages like, who's the nigga on the podcast? The big sexy nigga. Like, ain't nobody said that.
The nigga getting the plaques, yeah, and shit. Who that
big sexy nigga with that play? Nobody said that.
I ain't seen that. You got to answer Moray, because he apparently he gets all the info.
Oh, you ain't seen that.
I ain't got none of the info. Moray gets it out. Yeah, they hit Moray up.
Oh, shit. Incredible. Morgan, what up, bro? Shout out my nigga P. Morgan. I don't know if he's still on here, but I don't know.
Shout out to everybody on the live rocking around with us, man. Let's get back to the list, man. What's the album? Oh God, we gotta talk about Twitter fingers, man. Meek, man. They said social media ruined Meek's career, man. What's going on with Meek? Is social media the fall of Meek Mill's career? Right, I feel like he's a
social media just got that nigga tickets to WrestleMania, nigga. I'm trying to be like Meek, shit.
He did.
That nigga figures. Like, WrestleMania's in Philly this year. I want to bring my Triple H. I want to bring my sons. That nigga Triple H tweeted and was like, hey, I got you.
For real?
Hell yeah. So that's why I made my post. I was like, WrestleMania's going to be in Nashville 2027.
That's why you did that.
Triple H, I want to bring my Triple H. Ain't tweet me, though. It's bullshit.
Triple H, we need them tickets for Big Homie Hoodie and his kids, man.
No, matter of fact, hold on, because this is a random segment, y'all, that I'm adding just now.
Let's go.
Because we're going to get some wrestling fans today. So, Ackland going to clip this up and put at WWE and WrestleMania, and I think it's in 2 weeks. We want to see Roman Reigns and The Rock win they match, and Roman Reigns going to retain the title, bro. Big WWE shit. Oh, damn. I shouldn't have. Fuck.
You fucked it all up. You come on, y'all. Do it again. Come on. One more time.
All right.
Run it back.
This is Big Homie Hood. This is Big Homie Hoodie and King Ackman from the Dope Dope Podcast. And what we saying is WWE, we expect The Rock and Roman Reigns to leave WrestleMania with W's, man. Big victories. Big
victories.
Big number one. You know what I'm saying?
Right, 1, 2, 3.
And then we're gonna tag WWE, see if we can get some wrestling fans tuned into the podcast.
Let's get it. We need all the we want everybody, bro. We want everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all things. Minaj, you know what I'm saying?
Was just on tour. We went to go see Nicki Minaj on tour in Atlanta. I told y'all niggas I was a nigga Barb. Y'all thought I was playing.
They thought you was playing, bro. How was it? Yeah, well, let's talk about that. We don't care about Meek. Meek's just tweeting, getting bullied by academics. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, Meek, I've lost a lot of. I've lost, bro. I can't even hear Meek Mill music the same no more, dog.
I feel like it's impacting it. It's impacting it for real. Like, he's literally like, he's getting bullied by DJ Academics on a regular basis, though. He just need to shut up. And then his response is like, I don't even know what Meek be talking about.
That nigga was like, bro, what'd he say? He was like, the governor called me and told me to do this and this. And I told him, this is the person that's responsible for getting some of my friends killed. I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, bro, he's lost.
Like, nigga, if you don't give your Twitter to a social media manager,
the niggas lost. The niggas, he's on the downward spiral, bro. Like, right before our eyes, dog. Like, the demise of Meek Mill, is, niggas need to study that shit.
Thank God for Dreams and Nightmares, because if it wasn't for that,
y'all be like, who?
That nigga be out of here.
Who? The nigga that used to date Nicki Minaj, that nigga?
Yeah. But speaking of Nicki, man, the tour was cool. I done had a crush on Nicki Minaj since I don't know how long. So it was good, cool to see her in person. You know, but I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
Break it down.
She ain't hypnotized me like
I was queen, just dude. Gonna ask that.
Hey, the queen got me, bro.
Nicki didn't mesmerize you, bro?
Nah, she ain't mesmerized me like the queen did.
God, that's it. She's different.
Beyonce had me in that motherfucker in the zone, boy.
She different, bro. Cowboy Carter. She coming back Friday.
For real, Beyonce. Hey, I was thinking about this yesterday, bro.
Let's go.
I seen niggas post it, and there's like, what's the best concert you ever been to? Well, that goddamn Beyonce concert might be the best concert I've ever been to in my life, dog. I'm having a hard time finding one that was like, that was better, more energy, all that, dog. I ain't even gonna lie. And
hey.
I see some concerts, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. If it's the truth, if that's your truth, but.
Hey, nigga, don't try to methodical Santana me. Nah, don't do that.
I wasn't gonna methodical Santana you. That's wild, though.
It's only one that came close, bro, and that was because it was a medley of performers. And ooh. When I was younger, I went to go see, it was like R. Kelly,
oh,
Tupac, Coolio, Bone. It was a whole bunch. Niggas. It was like Chicago Summer Jam or some shit like that.
Okay.
They was all there. That was when I was young, bro. So, the Tupac, nigga. Tupac died in, what, 96? So, nigga, I had to be, shit, 6, 7, 8 years old when I went.
And damn.
I still remember that shit because I will never forget R. Kelly's whole theme behind his concert was this nigga just dropping his pants.
No, sir.
So, throughout the whole concert, bro. Like, every now and then, like, he'd sing a song, and then he'd play some little instrumentation in the background, and he'd walk to the right side of the stage, and he'd be like, would you like me to take my pants off?
He's a nasty like, man, though.
Nigga would move to the left side of the page. Would you like for me to take my pants off? And then, hey, motherfuckers go wild, dog, and he sings some more songs. Then about 3 songs later, instrumentation come back. He go to the middle of the stage. Do you want me to take my pants off? then at the end of the show, after he performed his last song, the nigga unbuckled his belt and just dropped his pants down.
No, he did not.
Nigga, he was serious. He took his pants off.
Family, we did talk about Diddy already. Hey, they said, did you say instrumentation? Somebody
said, nigga, he be like, do-do-do-do. Then he goes to the right side, ladies. How many of y'all came here for R. Kelly? I know y'all want to see one thing. Would you like me to take
bruh.
My pants off?
Them bruhs, wild.
Yeah, nigga, it was going crazy. My mama was screaming. I was like, hey, mama, sit your ass
down. Where was this at? You said it was in Chicago. Was in
Chicago, so you know they was going crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's going nuts.
Like me to take my pants off. Hey, mama.
I'm finna Google it.
What you doing, mama?
Mom's, you like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What you got me at, mama? Who niggas kids running around?
Oh, God.
Mom eating cotton candy. This nigga.
Hey, in the comments, they say, yo. They say, why are you doing that with the kids? At a kid? Yeah. It wasn't no kids event, was it?
Yeah, nigga, it was a family. It was a big thing they used to do in Chicago. It's like.
What? Why he take his pants off, bro? Like see, that nigga's a nasty man, bro. He took his pants off at the family-friendly event, bro.
Man, at the family event, bro. Like, nigga, I'm eating cotton candy. This nigga dropping a drop.
That nigga's a nasty man, bro. He's on nasty time, dog. That's why he in jail now, bro.
Man, y'all gonna make me have to,
Did he great beat her if he ever come back to the country?
Man, hey, nigga, can you imagine a jail-produced album by Diddy? R. Kelly? That shit would go hard.
Diddy and R. Kelly in jail. Oh, nigga, damn. That motherfucker.
They
would do numbers,
bro. They huh? gonna be, hey, they gonna kill.
They would do
show.
Numbers, bro. They definitely killing. Yeah. Come on now.
You don't understand me, like, God. Hey, nigga, they gonna kill the talent show.
I forgot about that, bro.
They gonna kill the talent show, bro. It's over.
Brit said banger though, hey.
Hey.
That's wild. My bad.
Hold on. I'm finna look for a Chicago summer jam. R. Kelly.
Y'all come on, bro.
Y'all niggas think I'm playing.
Hey.
Hold on.
Look. Why you look for that? What'd you think about Cowboy Carter, man? Beyonce. Yeah, just, Friday.
It is.
It's coming out Friday, bro.
I'm going to tap in, dog, just because I like listening to music.
The Beyonce's internet's about to go crazy Friday, man. They're about to go nuts.
Hey, nigga, ain't no way, bro.
What happened?
Nah, it ain't no way. Ain't no way I remember this shit. This shit say, nigga, this shit say 1990, bro. It ain't no way. Nah, it had to be a different one.
Hey, that must have been a yearly thing, bro. Must have been another year.
No way I remember shit at three, nigga.
Look, they got the B's and D podcasts are destroying us.
But I'm a podcast.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen. That's okay, though.
Who they say we destroying R. Kelly?
I'm just telling
a true story. That
you just telling a story about your life, bro. It happened to you.
What really happened to my life, bro.
Hoodie was traumatized. R. Kelly took his pants down at the Kitty concert.
Man, Kitty concert, insane.
That's insane, bro. What's next, bro? Meg and Glorilla's touring.
I just got tickets to that.
You did?
Hey, nigga, I'm outside, nigga, with all the bitches.
I'll be waiting up for that Beyonce.
I'm outside with all the bad bitches here, nigga.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, bro, for real. Hey, the glow
Methodical methodical Santana in the flesh, nigga. I'm outside. Yeah, go stomp a little pussy hoe with some shell toe. I'm outside, nigga. Let's get it. Let's go.
Woo, shit. Hey, damn, man. My nigga Vari should have got on, bro.
Yeah. He should have, bro. I don't know why he ain't want to come fool with us.
Nah, hey, that Meg and that Glorilla tour might be all right, though.
Bro. Nah, for real, because y'all niggas don't know. Yeah, Glow is probably my favorite song
right now. Yeah, Glow is a bop, nigga. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. That's a dope-ass song. Glorilla came back with one, for real. And she might have another one. I wonder when her project, it's got to be dropping before this tour come out. When that tour start? Is that it?
I think she just announced it, bro.
This week?
I don't know if it's this week, but
it's coming.
Yeah, she just announced she got an EP. Either like this month or the next one, she just announced she got one coming.
Hey, is Glorilla single handedly holding CMG down, bro?
Nah, I ain't gonna.
That's going too far. I see Moneybagg got a new joint coming out.
And she might be the most popping, but you know, Gotti just dropped the album a few months ago that was doing a hype.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Like the end of last year.
Oh, okay. You might be right on that.
You gotta remember too, Gotti's brother just got killed, so.
Well, yeah, that's true. A
lot of momentum away from his shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. A lot of shit with that.
Big Boogie, he kinda got the hood shit on lock in the club. Like they fuck with Big Boogie, dog.
Yeah, they do fuck with him. I know, and then you know, whenever Moneybagg drops something, he gonna take off again.
Yeah, so I think they still doing all right.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck didn't happen to ESTG. I heard the grapevine, him and Gotti beefing.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I didn't hear that from me. I heard everything CMG got removed from the IG.
What else, Hoodie? What other new music, new album? We talked about that Future shit. What else done drop?
What else dropped?
Yeah. Big Sean single.
They said Sir dropped a new album.
Sir dropped. I ain't listened to that shit either.
Yeah.
Michael Santana said he wasn't trying to listen to Future, man. He listening to Sir, my nigga. He's listening to Sir. Jordan Lucas dropped. Did you listen? I ain't nobody listen. You listen to Jordan Lucas? Do you like Jordan Lucas?
Bro, I'm not listening.
Why, bro?
I ain't got no hate for Jordan Lucas.
Why?
Just get up and say, let me get that Jordan Lucas on.
I mean, turn that shit on. He got a new project. It might be all right.
I'm not trying to listen to
shout out Slick on the pie. What up?
I don't mean no harm, but I'm not trying to listen to 13 tracks of life stories with fucking thought provoking endings.
Nah,
bro.
Shout out to Baylor the Great on the pod. Yeah, Jordan Lucas, he was on the Breakfast Club, I believe, this morning. But I ain't listened to that shit either, though. I ain't even gonna hold y'all on that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it sounds like, bro. I might give it a spin, though. I ain't gonna lie.
No hate for Jordan Lucas either, bro. But I ain't trying to listen to that Jordan Lucas. I'm sorry, dog. I know what my ear is ready to listen to.
Six. Back.
Bradley Gray said Jordan Lucas is good for the visuals. The video's dope outside of that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Baylor. Like, I think he's gonna make a movie, but then I think that takes over. That's been taken away from his overall project. Like,
bro, he'll have a dope video or two before, bro.
Yeah,
like Jordan Lucas's songs have absolutely no replay value. You listen to it and watch the video once to look at the little story and everything, and then that's it. You don't go back and look at it.
Nah, that's it. And you'll get a clip, dope video once again, just like every year. And then that's it, bro.
Yeah. I don't think I know one Jordan Lucas song that's like a song. It's just like a song, you know.
Just like a joint. Nah.
Yeah, like something you play, ride around, listen to. I don't know no Jordan Lucas songs like that.
I can't name one either. And the bad thing is Jordan Lucas can rap, but I don't know what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, like you said, replay value is low, dog. That's the crazy thing is Baylor, that's what I was just saying. He just don't hit. He missed the mark, right? Like, he ain't pulling the audience in.
Baylor the Great, third best player is Cap. I'm sorry.
What's that?
He ain't even the third best player. Because niggas in the NBA know how to play basketball. Just because he can rap don't mean he third. That nigga's probably like, that nigga might come in 10th.
I was about to say, is he even six man?
Nah, he ain't six man. Like, hey, he can rap, bro. Like you said, he can rap. Look, he good to come in and, you know, he might put you up 4 points, 3 assists.
A couple rebounds.
Getting out of hand while the real rappers come back in.
Shout out Suspense, man. Suspense, you fuck with Jordan Lucas heavy. I know that.
Suspense, you a Jordan Lucas, sir?
Yeah. He's on the Jordan Lucas, you know what I'm saying, tribe.
Man, this nigga got a playlist full of stories. Jordan Lucas has got an audio book, bro. That's what that is, bro.
Hey, yeah. What else we got?
Audio books. Did y'all used to go to Chick-fil-A when y'all was kids?
Nah.
Y'all ain't go to Chick-fil-A when y'all was kids, man. All right, so when I was a kid, my daddy had a little store in the mall, and Chick-fil-A used to give out these little cassette tapes with their kids' meals, bro. They be telling stories and shit. That's Jordan Lucas music to me. It's just an audio story.
That's it. Jordan Lucas, the hood version of Logic.
Oh, he's not even that. Neither one of them are the hood version of nothing.
Hey, you might got a good point there. That's a good one. Hey, are they the Hallmark rap of the rap industry?
Jordan Lucas is going to see this podcast and see Suspense's comment and put out a story song about how he's the hood version of Logic tomorrow. Watch.
That's a damn shame.
And then he's going to flip it. And then say how Logic is the white version of him on the second verse.
I'm sick of them niggas. Them niggas had a little shit back. I was sick of both of them, bro. Them two. Like, who gave a fuck about a Jordan Lucas Logic beef? It was years ago. They were arguing over their suicide songs.
This nigga Logic, swear to God, he black on y'all.
I'm sick of that made me not even like Logic, though. You gotta check the kids, bro?
Nah, one damn dog just sitting in the door with her head down.
They said I'll take Logic over Jordan Lucas. At least Logic got better features.
Both of them is lame. I like the Suspense answer.
Yeah, I guess, my nigga. I don't even want the choice. You know how the motherfucker offer you some shit you just passed? Nah.
You know who actually choose between them two?
Who?
Saucy Sanchez.
Hey, nigga, don't you ever disrespect Methodical Santana's choice, nigga. Don't you ever do that.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, this is the joke that never ends today.
Nah, nigga, don't you ever say that, nigga.
Actually couldn't wait to get on here and bring this shit back up today. Let y'all know.
I mean,
that nigga, I got a red message from Eklund saying, wait, what the fuck?
Hey, bro, I was going back and listening to the pod. I said, whoa, wait a minute, my nigga. I almost had to pull over on the expressway. I was getting off the expressway. I said, what the fuck did he just say? Hey, I said, wait a minute. I have safety first, my nigga. Let me get to my destination. I'm in the barbershop, texting the hoodie like a mom.
So to recap, y'all, if y'all weren't here last week. We talked about Gilbert Arenas. We talked about Gilbert Arenas and his
Nasus bitch, no sir.
His trouble.
Not no.
Saucy Santana and Megan Thee Stallion, and just I chose Meg. I just want to make that clear. But others said they might choose Saucy Santana over Megan.
Hey, for the record, I've been off the pod for 2 weeks.
I said for the record.
I got over here and said, Meg, Hoodie couldn't even get the question out. I said, Meg the Stallion.
So if y'all were in the comments, let us know who y'all choose. Meg the Stallion or Saucy Santana.
Hey, Berg, this is a safe space. Go ahead.
Berg spoke for the entire dope team. I must not be part of the team. He didn't speak for me.
Yeah, me neither, bro.
No, Bird got that one.
Yeah, hey, listen, and if you on the live and that's who you choosing, you do your thing, bro. We not mad at you.
Yeah, man.
Just,
accent, love is love, bro.
Yeah, we just wanted to be clear that with me and Hoodie, we chose Megan Thee Stallion.
I definitely took. Hey, why is my old lady talking about some goddamn saucy?
Hey, yeah, I seen her.
Yeah, you wildin', bro.
Oh, God. Hey. What's next? Listen. This is the 20, before we get about it, this is the 27th anniversary of Big's life after death.
Oh,
and the
God.
21st.
You did that shit on Big.
He did it on life after death anniversary. That nigga's nasty, though.
Oh,
he is disrespectful, my nigga. What is wrong with him?
What the fuck, Diddy?
How could he let this happen, my nigga?
What the fuck does Big Sean think about this?
Ain't that what that nigga talking about in that new song?
about your
nigga.
No, sir.
Right. Stop calling yourself B.I.G. too, my nigga. You need to stop.
Great album, boy. Great album, though.
Quit it. Hey, and it's the 21st anniversary of Dipset's Diplomatic Immunity, though. Like, which... Do both of them albums have they aged well?
One Day I Smile on there, Joel Santana. I feel like
I don't know if that's on that one.
Maybe that might be on Joel.
That might be.
I'll never forget.
That's on Joel's, I think.
Joel's was saying album. He was like a double album. Like what the fuck is an album?
What is an album?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask Joel's what an album is.
Yeah. But what you think, man? Have they aged well? Do they still sound good today?
I couldn't tell you about Diplomatic Immunity. I probably ain't listen to that.
Nah, that was a good album.
But that Biggie, I still go back to Life After Death every now and then.
Yeah, nah, for real. That still rolls. Yeah. Before we get up out of here, man, question of the day, yo, like, thoughts on the music releases so far? 2024, yo, first quarter's almost up. Any standouts?
Damn, I hate to do it because it just came out. Shit, Future.
That's probably because it just dropped, but that is a standard. I'm trying to think, bro. Like, who else dropped a project?
I know. I'm trying to think. Was For All the Dogs was last year, wasn't it?
For All the Dogs was last year. Was it? It had to be. Yeah, it was last year, my nigga. I don't know what else. I don't know. And it might be recent buys. Like, it might be the Future.
Yeah, because I can't think of nothing else right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we got on recent bias or what.
Damn, what all drop?
I don't know. See, that's bad. Now, we always do it in the first half of the year, too, because you can't keep up because ain't a lot of shit really dropping, though. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of all the big rapper names.
Yeah,
and see if
yeah ain't nothing sticking, dog. Ain't nothing
baby
sticking.
Baby ain't dropping nothing, is it? Gun ain't dropping nothing.
Little baby's cold right now. Like, he ain't. I don't know. Nah, there ain't none of them drop nothing, though, bro.
No thug shit.
Nope.
Drake thug already.
Drake drop.
Oh, wait. Was 21 this year?
Oh, 21.
Was that this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
I like that 21 album.
Yeah. America, was it American Nightmare or something? That's a bop. 21's a bop. So 21 the future. That's the only thing standing out.
Yeah, that's all now I think of, bro. No, nobody else. I can't think of nobody else. Yeah, 21 in future.
21 in future, bro. Shit. Well, what else? I think that's it, Hoodie, man.
Man, that's it, dog.
That's it, bro. What you got? What you got going on, man? Talk your shit. Man. You got too much.
Man, as always, Stream Dynasty. OHM Awards June 1st in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Nominations start April 1st. Yeah, nominations start April 1st.
Okay.
I got the yacht party coming up. I got a wait list for that, so if you're trying to come, shit out of luck until I see what this season looks like. Actually, we're going to start working on casting for the Dynasty movie coming soon.
That's what's up. Big shit.
Fuck, bro. I got so much shit going on. That's all I can think of right now, bro. I probably got other shit. But
make sure that everybody tap in with Hoodie on the awards, too, man, and all that he got cooking. Hey, Suspense, you do got some heat cooking. You done already cooked up some heat, so we've been getting them snippets and shit you've been sending, man. You working.
Suspense, bro. Suspense upgrade shit, man. Hey. Got niggas dropping hits to the songs.
That shit different on their production, bro.
Beast fuck with Suspense, dog.
Fuck with Suspense. He got some work with Doe. He got some work with some other niggas, but he got some niggas dropping hits. I mean, shout out to King Doe, too. We told you King Doe was on our first review of the new rating system. King Doe got one of the dopest projects out right now for show. So make sure y'all, cake or die forever and tap in with Suspense.
Right.
Yeah. Before we get out of there, make sure y'all tap in with the All Things Apply podcast, man. We got a new episode dropping Friday. Follow us, All Things Apply podcast on IG, man. Tap in with us. Rock with me and the fam, dog.
Definitely.
Yeah, so listen. This is episode 20 of season 3, man, the Dope Dope Podcast. We back. Hoodie, what you call it? The Notorious 2 or whatever? Because we are not calling this the Methodical Santana episode.
Damn, we got to go with Notorious 2, bro. That's crazy.
I don't know. But look, rock with us, man. Spin the block each and every Monday, man, at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Central time. What up?
Notoriously saucy.
It might be the one, that my nigga.
Notoriously saucy, bro.
The notoriously saucy episode.
The notoriously saucy diddler, nigga.
The saucy diddler, my
the
nigga.
Saucy
that's
diddler.
It.
The saucy diddler.
Yeah. Hey, the saucy diddler episode. That's wow. Hey, woo.
Methodical work. That's
crazy. All that is crazy. All of that is real nasty. But look, fuck with us, man. We be back each and every Monday, man. Until then, man, we up out of here.
All right, be easy, y'all.
Peace. Yep.